Next item I have is the county administrator's report. The first item is regarding the Nanticoke Hospital. It has been brought to our attention that the Nanticoke Hospital will regain its level 3 trauma center status on July 17, 2009. Approximately a year ago, they were unable to provide this status due to a lack of orthopedic coverage 24 hours a day. They are reestablishing that coverage and will again be a full level 3 trauma participant. Next item, Albert Phillips. We regret to note that Albert W. Phillips, who worked as a rehabilitation specialist 1 in the Community Development and Housing Division from February 1996 to May 31st, 2007, passed away on May 22nd, 2009. We wish to express our sincere condolences to Mr. Phillips' family. On Stephanie Calloway Station dedication ceremony on June 17th at 11 a.m., a dedication ceremony will be held in memory of Stephanie Calloway at Sussex County EMS Station 104. This station is located off Route 1 in the Colonial Square Shopping Center at the entrance to Colonial East near Midway. Attached is information. Also, a dedication will be held for the EMS room and the emergency room at BB Medical Center in Lewis at 9 a.m. on the same date. Incident Command System Overview course. County department heads have been invited to attend a second National Incident Management System course. This is course ICS 402. It teaches the Incident Command System as it is used to manage emergency incidents. It will be a benefit to staff in the event of a serious occurrence, especially involving weather. Attached is information. Constable's Office update. The County Constable's Office has spent considerable effort in collecting outstanding sewer and water bills and property taxes. Approximately $600,000 of collections have originated as a result of their efforts, especially since October 1st, 2008. We wish to commend them for their work. Clerk of Peace office move effective today, June 9th. The county's Clerk of Peace office has relocated to this building on the second floor, room 268. The Clerk of Peace office has moved from the Tunnel Razor building back to the building, this building, to the office formerly occupied by the addressing department, and this move will enable the county to save rental costs in the future. We wish to thank the facilities managed department and other staff who handled the move and made renovations to the office required, and thank Mr. Godwin also for his work on this. And we'd also like to thank Tunnel and Razor for their allowing us to stay in their facility, renting office space to us.
We also thank you for this report.
Yeah.
Any other questions for Mr. Baker?
I have just one question. Sure. Under the $600,000 collected in back taxes, or I'm sorry, sewer and water bills and property taxes, how much more is owed to us?
Billions. Do you have that number, Sue?
Pardon me?
Billions.
I don't have that number.
Billions. But remember, state is in the tax.
School.
The state,
right.
The school district. And that makes it very large because we're a very small percentage of that.
But 600 is not our taxes. It's school and county combined. School
and property county, taxes, and not sewer and water.
And some sewer and water.
And that's way proportionate. I mean, so if I say 8 million, you know, it's basically school tax. But we're working very hard with those that have not been, that are in departments that aren't as busy, working the phones and the accounts receivable and payment plans and calling and more than we ever have.
Yeah, we've dedicated staff in the constable's mm-hmm. office. We moved two people basically from the assessment to work on
nothing but collections, which is new for us. We never had designated account receivable.
We didn't work on
person.
It, but not
we're actually calling the delinquent
yep.
taxpayers and.
We're calling saying, where's your payment? And if not, where's your payment? Can I set you up on a payment plan? And if, you know, these are the consequences. We're trying to work with them as much as we can.
We do offer payment plans.
We have standard. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We would rather.
Right. Good. You know. No, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Ultimately, we will collect it when the property is transferred mm-hmm. With penalties.
Yes.
Interest.
Oh, we don't abate any. Any penalties or interest?
How far back does some of these go?
I had the report. Probably 7-8 years.
Mm-hmm. At what point do we take the property?
Well, typically, in my experience, we don't sell someone's house out from under them. But we do sell second homes and abandoned type property, like in a will situation. You know, if it's left to the families and no one's living there.
When was the last time the county had a tax sale that we haven't done any, have we?
Well, there is some with.
We've done tax sales.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm not sure the latest.
We do them in bundles. As a matter of fact, we're getting ready to work on a whole new set right now. We're going to do them a little more frequently. But they're basically the second homes and that kind of stuff. We don't sell out from under someone that's living there.
We try to work with the people that are living. If you're delinquent and you're living in the home, we try to work with them as much as possible with payment plans and whatnot. But as Mr. Phillips mentioned, we always have that lien on the property. We put the lien on the property to protect our interest. When it does transfer at some later date, we are paid.
And not to belabor the point, but it just first flush seems to me 7 years is a long time to owe taxes.
Yeah, it is.
If the county hadn't collected it.
With them paying 18% interest, we're probably ahead of the game in the long run by letting them go.
Well, have another thing. Don't pay anything.
Well, when that property is sold, we're going to get ours, right? Mm-hmm. Now, do we ever have a concern?
Settlement.
Excuse me?
Settlement, right. Yeah. They call for the tax.
Has there been occasions where when they were ultimately sold, the tax and the interest and the penalties exceeded the value of the property?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
not very often anymore, right. Though, but there has, years past, there has been occasions, for instance, a small lot that maybe doesn't have a high property value.
At what point do you put the lien on? 2 years?
2 years, yes.
Is there any
and
thought
they set
that we
automatic,
should bring that
right,
up?
Vince? We would just research. They set automatic, the lien.
And so whenever somebody transfers property, that would show up in a title
right.
search, you know, and you wouldn't be able to convey clear title without paying off that tax lien.
Are there occasions where within that two-year window they can somehow slip through the crack?
Not really, because whoever's doing that settlement calls the county assessment office mm-hmm. to make sure that there's not any taxes due, because you don't want to transfer the property to a new owner who gets saddled with somebody else's tax bill. So,
yeah. I had the thought came to mind of a tax penalty amnesty program where we could possibly encourage people to pay their taxes if we would forego a portion of their penalty and interest. I spoke to several of the school districts in my councilmanic district, and at first they thought it might be a good idea, but ultimately when they took it to their boards, the boards came back and said, no, we're just going to be patient. Since 85% of it was the school, I felt like it should be their decision, mm-hmm. and they just didn't have any interest in foregoing any of the penalty. They said, we'll be patient. We'll let those 18.
Foregoing just the penalty or the tax, some of the tax also?
I was suggesting to them just abate 50% of the penalty.
Of the penalty, okay.
And they weren't even interested
in that.
Because
our county taxes, typically in Sussex County, when $100 is the average, that means half of our property is under $100, so that 7 years at $50 isn't a big amount, you know, to start rebating and all that other stuff. So you're right, the schools are the ones that are impacted by it the most.
I think another important point here, and many years ago, Dave probably remembers prior, how important a collection department is when you run those kind of bills through. It's not just to be left on the side, but you know, even though we do place a lien to work that money to try to get it collected is very important, and especially now when we're in a time of, you know, people aren't paying on time.
The Treasury Division also spends a lot of time working on collections, especially during the, you know, not during July through September when they're very busy collecting taxes, but they do spend a lot of time during the off season trying to collect on delinquents. Mm-hmm.
Has the list of delinquents ever been published?
Top one was.
May have years ago, but we have not. We have not made a practice. So.
I mean, shame is one mm-hmm. weapon.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I don't know how the council would feel about that.
So what you're saying, Sue, is we only got about $90,000 of this money, as far as the county wise, as far as
of that.
That's probably a good.
I don't think it's fair to embarrass all of Mr. Wilson's relatives, so.
I mean, without hitting it right on the head, 85%.
If I had been on it, my Mr. Obama would call me up and give me a $10.
All right.
All right, there'll be no bailouts here. Anything else for Mr. Baker? Or Ms. Webb?
It must be that other Wilson.
All right. Ms. Webb?
We have some banking business today. I have a resolution for your approval. For the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston is where our local banks keep their collateral. And for our collateral, if we have any changes or withdrawals, it's required two signatures to approve. There's four people that are approved on the list, and one of them is retiring June 30th, Bill Townsend, who we must replace him on the list so that we can do our due diligence with our banking. And I have a resolution for your approval, or we'll answer any questions on how this works. It's basic. Normally, we bring this in January. I do with the check signers and our collateral signers, and everything requires two signatures for checks and balances. And we're replacing Bill with Louise Thompson. She's an accountant three up in the accounting department. I'm a signer. Gina Jennings, the director of accounting. Louise Thompson, who will be replacing Bill's place as a signer, and Jeff James, director of engineering accounting.
Any questions for Ms. Webb? Read the motion.
Be it resolved by the Sussex County Council that the following individuals are authorized to approve withdrawals from collateral accounts, including withdrawals associated with collateral substitutions. Susan M. Webb, Finance Director. Gina A. Jennings, Director of Accounting. Louise E. Thompson, Accountant 3. Jeffrey E. James, Director of Engineering Accounting. Each affected bank will be required to notify in writing each of the above individuals of any collateral withdrawals within 2 business days after completion. These collateral accounts pertain to bank accounts and related funds of Sussex County Council.
Could I get that motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second to approve the resolution read by Ms. Webb. Are there any questions?
No.
If not, we'll call the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Lank.